presenting the adventures of Jungle Jim. Last week, the four powerful owners of inter-island trading vessels met in an office in Singapore and agreed to send for Jungle Jim Bradley to track down the ghost of the Java Seas, a pirate who is seizing their ships and their cargoes. At the same time, Laura Krantz, daughter of one of the shippers, was meeting Jungle Jim in Calcutta. Meanwhile, Jungle Jim and Shanghai Lil have disagreed, and it appears they have definitely split up, although Lil has warned that Jim hasn't heard the last of her. The thrilling adventures of Jungle Jim are pictured each Sunday in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure. The Comic Weekly, each page printed in full color, is distributed everywhere as an integral part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. And now we continue our story. Jungle Jim and Laura Krantz are having lunch in the dining room of one of the big Calcutta hotels. Laura has just returned to the table after having been called to the telephone.
Oh, Mr. Bradley, that was good news. It was Father calling from Singapore.
It didn't take you long.
But wait until I tell you. The other shippers have joined with Father. They want you to come as soon as possible.
Well, Miss Grant, let's get down to cases now. I want you to sketch as briefly as possible all that you know about this ghost of the Java Seas. How long he's been active and how much is known about him. Well, tell me everything.
Those are hard questions, Mr. Bradley.
Let's drop the mystery. Just call me Jungle Jim or Jim. I'm more used to it.
It does seem sort of silly to be so formal, doesn't it? All right, I'll call you Jungle Jim if you'll call me Laura.
It's a bargain, Laura. Now tell me all about this ghost.
Well, he's been scuttling ships and pirating cargoes for more than 2 years. Father alone has lost more than $1 million.
I see. The ghost doesn't go after chicken feed, does he?
No one knows how much he's stolen. And nothing definite is known about him.
Do you mean that he's never been seen?
That's right. I know it seems impossible, but he always strikes at night, and only his men board the ships he robs. The ghost is never there.
Oh, I see. Go on.
Well, there's nothing else to tell. Father and the other traders have appealed to both the Dutch and the British government, but so far they've been powerless.
I suppose they heard of me through Colonel Scott.
That's right. Colonel Scott called you the greatest manhunter in the world.
I'm afraid he exaggerated, Laura. I'm fairly well at home in the jungle, but sea pirates, well, they're a little out of my line.
But you will have to work in the jungle.
What do you mean?
Well, the ghost of the Java Seas has his headquarters somewhere in the Borneo jungle. No one knows just where, but he always strikes somewhere near one of the several rivers along the coast.
I get it. He hides in them in fast boats and attacks as the freighters pass up and down the coast.
That's it. The ghost seems to know every route. Once last year, Father and Alf Smithers had traders carrying valuable cargoes. Father and Captain Smithers called Mr. Brent of the Brent Trading Company and Lee Wong, the Chinese trader. And together, the four of them planned to outwit the ghost.
Well, what happened?
Lee Wong sent two of his ships ahead of the cargo boat. But the ghost let the two decoys go unmolested and then seized the two carrying the valuable shipment.
You mean the ghost knew which ships to pick?
He seemed to.
That looks like inside work to me, Laura. Didn't your father and this Captain Smithers suspect anything?
You forget, Jungle Jim, this wasn't the first robbery. All four of the trading companies have had losses.
That's a trick. It's been done before.
A trick? Well, what do you mean?
That men have apparently robbed themselves to throw suspicion on someone else.
Then you think
that... I'm only thinking out loud, Laura. It's just a possibility, that's all. This Lee Wong, or Brent, or even Smithers may be the real ghost.
Will you take the job and find out?
Well,
Father sent me to ask you to help us. It means a great deal to him, and to me.
Yes, I understand.
You don't really. Father was a ship captain. He saved and struggled to establish this trading company. And just when he seemed to be reaching success, all this trouble started.
Well, Laura, I'll give you my answer tomorrow.
Why not today?
Oh, I want to think it over first.
Well, I suppose there's nothing more I can say.
Now, don't you worry about it. I'll talk to Colonel Scott this afternoon, and then...
Well, what's the matter?
Where did this come from?
What is it?
Well, it's a note addressed to me. It was under my dinner check.
But I don't understand. Well, the waiter must have left it.
I'll wait until I see what it says. Mm-hmm. Listen to this, Laura. To fight the ghost of the Java Seas means death. Others have tried it and ended by walking the plank.
Well, what does that mean?
It means two things. First, that one of the shippers working with your father is either a spy or the real ghost.
Oh, no, it couldn't be. Let's call the waiter and find out who left the note.
Why, we'd be wasting our time. Some messenger of the man we're after asked him to leave it here at our table.
Jungle Jim, you said that note meant two things. What's the second one?
That I've made up my mind. I'll help you, Laura. Be ready to fly to Singapore in 2 hours.
That night, as Jungle Jim and Laura Krantz fly toward Singapore, a high-powered cruiser plows through the dark waters of the Java Sea. Painted black, with no running lights, it is hardly visible in the darkness. The ghost of the Java Seas is about to strike again.
I can make her out by our smokestacks.
The ship Kron's named after his daughter, huh?
Have they sighted us yet?
No, sir, not yet.
We'll order full speed ahead in about 5 minutes. Then pull alongside.
Yes, sir. I'll call the engine room when you give the word.
And I'll get Sparks. I want to talk to him.
Right away, sir.
This is the radio room.
Stand by for orders. Here you are, sir.
Hey, Sparks. This is the ghost speaking.
Yes, sir.
We're overtaking the Laura Krantz. Get in touch with them by radio.
At once, sir.
Use one of your low-power transmitters so that our messages can't be picked up by other ships.
I understand, sir.
And as soon as you've made contact, call me on the bridge.
Right, sir.
We're getting close, sir. They've seen us. They're putting on speed.
Fools. Do they think they can run away from the ghost? Order the gunners to their posts.
Yes, sir.
This is the blow that'll ruin Krantz. The ghost of the Java Seas strikes again.
Days later, we find the four inter-island traders again gathered in the office of Dutch Krantz.
Krantz, I want to know why you've called us here. I've got other work to do.
It is written that patience is a virtue, Mr. Brandt.
Well, I've been patient long enough. What do you want us for, Krantz?
I wanted to tell you that I have lost another ship.
What? Oh.
The Laura Krantz, the one I named after my daughter.
The banking ship you launched last year?
That's the one, gentlemen. With my largest.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, Krantz.
The lowest ebb is sometimes the turn of the tide.
No, Li Wang. This time the tide won't turn.
What do you mean by that, Krantz?
Yeah, that's what I'm wanting to know. I never could get that drift of Li Wang's blooming saying.
Gentlemen, the Laura Krantz carried $100,000 in ivory. It's gone, and I must make it good.
We have all faced that misfortune, Captain Krantz.
Yeah. Gentlemen, I might as well tell you. I've got to withdraw from our agreement.
What?
This last ship, Well, I can't afford to put up the $50,000 we all agreed on now.
You mean you're trying to get out of putting up your share of the money to bring this Jungle Jim Bradley here?
But, oh, say, Clint, it was your blooming idea.
Yeah, I know. But I have little money left. What I have, I must use to rebuild my business. Sorry, gentlemen.
Then I'm getting out, too. Unless Krantz put in his $50,000, don't count on mine.
Well, then who's to fight the blinking ghost?
Well, we'll keep on going as we are. I'm not going to put in any $50,000 unless all four of you come in with an equal amount. You dragged me into this. I didn't approve of it from the beginning.
There's nothing I can do. That's why I called you here this morning.
Well, then we'll call the whole thing off.
Wait. We are as eloquent as angels when we throw plans away. All have agreed to join together to fight the ghost.
What are you driving at, Lee Wang? We are banded together, but Krantz is trying to get out of it. Trying to crawl out of his obligation.
That's a lie, Brent.
The last words have not been said, Mr. Brent. Captain Krantz will come in with us.
With what? He just told us he's broke.
You are wrong. Captain Krantz has credit up to $500,000.
Huh?
He will pay his obligation, for he is honorable.
What do you mean, Lee Wong?
Captain Krantz, once you showed your friendship to me, again you were robbed of gold which was being shipped to the bank, which I have the honor of managing for my people. You repaid that gold and proved yourself honorable.
But yeah, the gold was pirated from me by the ghost. I paid it back to the Chinese bank. Naturally, you would have done the same.
My people do not do business as do other peoples, Captain Krantz. We do not demand guarantees or sign papers. We do business on honor. The law could not have made you pay back the gold of which you were robbed.
Normie. You mean your bank shipped gold with Krantz without making him responsible for its delivery?
He gave us his word, and he kept his word. Now we will repay him. The Chinese Bank of Singapore will put $500,000 to the credit of Captain Krantz today.
Oh, that's very pretty of you, Lee Wong.
I don't know what to say, gentlemen. Lee Wong, you...
Words are but the voice of the heart. Will you accept?
Accept? Yeah. Yeah. And I will put in my 50,000. We go ahead with our plan to smash the ghost of the Java Seas.
Jungle Jim is flying on his way to the great adventure. Does this mean that the days of the ghost of Java Seas are numbered? And what of Shanghai Lil? The adventures you have just heard dramatized will appear in full-color action pictures in the Comic Weekly, the big Comic Weekly distributed with your Hearst Sunday newspaper everywhere. In the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure, you will find all the famous characters who live in the world of color pictures. There's the Katzenjammer Kids, Jiggs and Maggie, Barney Google, Toots and Casper, The Little King, Flash Gordon. See all these famous characters in your copy of next Sunday's Comic Weekly. And don't forget our date next week, same time, same station, for a continuation of the adventures of Jungle Jim.